wonderful place. Two former owners, they done a wonderful job with fixing up the place and decorating it. I think it's over 140-year-old building. It's gorgeous. To be honest with you, I had my eyes on that building for a long time, since the first owner built it. And I had a chance with the first owner, but he offered me the place. But that was, I think it was a 2008. It wasn't the right time. I was going through some family, and my first wife had diabetes, and she was in the hospital and all that. It wasn't a good time. So I had to turn it down, and he had it for about 4 or 5 years. And he offered me the place. He came to me and with a friend of mine in Jamestown. So I couldn't turn it down because I wanted to be in Jamestown, and I know a lot of people in Jamestown, and they've been coming to Valley City for years. They always asked me if there was a chance for me to be in Jamestown. So I felt like it's the time. Jamestown people, they are, you know, they're very supportive of that place, just like my place here in Valley City. Valley City people, they've been very supportive of the place for the last 18 years. So now I have two places to run. It's a lot of work. I didn't know that place meant that much to Jamestown people. I wanted to change the name, but after talking to different people and got some phone calls and all that, and went through it for more than a month, and so I decided just to keep part of the name they had there. But at the same time, I wanted to put my name on there because changing the name means the place has changed. It's a new owner. Everything would be different. So I'm calling it Sabir's Buffalo Grill. A lot of people are wondering what's going to happen to Valley City. Well, no, I am still here, and everybody else that works with me, we are still here. We are committed to serve this community and surrounding Valley City. This was a chance for me to have the Jamestown one and serve the Jamestown people. So I spend 2-3 days out of the week there, and most of the time it's in the morning and afternoons, and most of the time in the evenings I'm in Valley City. I still love Valley City, and I still love the restaurant here. This is what I built. I'm not going anywhere, and I'm still loving the kitchen and cooking and talking to people. So you have nothing to worry about, Steve. I'm still here. We changed the menu. They have two great chefs in the kitchen, and they have really wonderful staff. So everybody that worked there, they are still there. We have 40 employees there, so they're doing a wonderful, wonderful job. It just needed some adjustments. It needed hands-on with somebody to be there and support them and give them some guidance. I think that's what was missing for years in that place. It really didn't need a lot of work there. In my opinion, you have to see the owner there with hands-on. When I go in the kitchen, they need help, and I just get in there and help them out. And if they need help in the bar, I am there. They love that.